Passing the buck, Mark Zuckerberg blames former Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg for DEI lunacy. By Lucas Nolan on January 17, 2025. A New York Times profile on Stephen Miller and his rise to one of the most influential unelected officials in the Trump administration, including a revealing glimpse into Mark Zuckerberg's attempt to build bridges to Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. The New York Times reports that as President Donald J. Trump begins his second term, Stephen Miller, his longtime advisor and architect of his immigration policies, has emerged as one of the most powerful figures in the administration. Miller, who served as a senior advisor in Trump's first term, now holds the positions of Deputy Chief of Staff, overseeing domestic policy, and Homeland Security Advisor. This expanded role grants him significant influence over a wide range of policy areas, particularly immigration, which has been Miller's primary focus since his early days in politics. Miller has been hard at work meeting the movers and shakers who have the potential to contribute to the Trump administration. One of Miller's notable meetings was with Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg at Mar-a-Lago in late 2024. During the meeting, Miller made it clear that the Trump administration would crack down on immigration and target the DEI policies embraced by many ultra-woke tech companies, including Zuckerberg's organization. Shortly after, Meta announced it would abolish its DEI policy, demonstrating the extent of Miller's influence. As Breitbart News recently reported, the social media giant made its decision because the legal and policy landscape surrounding diversity, equity and inclusion efforts in the United States is changing. Janelle Gale, VP of Human Resources, told employees in a Friday memo obtained by Axios. The Supreme Court of the United States has recently made decisions signaling a shift in how courts will approach DEI, Gale wrote. The term DEI has also become charged, in part because it is understood by some as a practice that suggests preferential treatment of some groups over others, Gale added. Therefore, Meta will no longer have a DEI team. Maxine Williams, the company's chief diversity officer, will begin a new role focused on accessibility and engagement, Gale informed employees. But the most interesting aspect of the meeting between Zuckerberg and Miller is that Zuckerberg tried to dodge responsibility for introducing the woke mind virus of DEI to the company he rules with an iron fist. Mr. Zuckerberg blamed his former chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, for an inclusivity initiative at Facebook that encouraged employees' self-expression in the workplace, according to one of the people with knowledge of the meeting. He said new guidelines and a series of layoffs amounted to a reset and that more changes were coming. Earlier this month, Mr. Zuckerberg's political lieutenants previewed the changes to Mr. Miller in a private briefing. And on January 10, Mr. Zuckerberg made them official. Meta would abolish its DEI policy. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.